Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Back to Overnight America. All right, we may have a guest here, which would be pretty cool if we did, if that's the case. Someone that was out on Art Hill on Saturday. So we're going to call and check real quick and see if that's what he wanted to do right now. And producer Ben's calling up there. I think he was, I was trying to get a hold of him all during the break. He wasn't answering. I was like, come on, we got to call. And then about 10 seconds before we go on air, he finally responds. So he's calling our guest now. And this is kind of a last-minute deal, and it'll be kind of cool if we get this guest on. I don't want to say exactly who it is just yet, because this may have been an opportunity to do this in the future, but I think he was indicating he was ready to do it now. But sometimes there's always miscommunications that go on social media. So I don't want to exactly say who it is just until we know for sure. And Ben's checking it out. Let me tell you what happened on KMOV, by the way. They did another story about what happened on Saturday over on Art Hill. And the whole idea about Art Hill is that there is a beautiful, beautiful statue out there. And on Saturday, there were some Catholics that were praying. They were praying the rosary and doing their rally. And this is what ended up happening.
He sits atop Art Hill in Forest Park, a place of prayer for many Catholics.
This is a religious symbol. It's a religious symbol of everything that I hold dear. St. Louis is a citizen of heaven.
But others point to his anti-Semitic past and are calling for the statue to be removed.
To stand against the statue of King Louis IX, who was an anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, anti-black crusader, he does not need to be on public property overlooking our city.
Lee organized the rally, not only calling for the statue to come down, but to rename the city of St. Louis.
Okay, so this is from KMOV, and they give the impression that this rally was scheduled and everything was good to go. It was more in reaction to Catholics that were there to pray. Catholics that were there to pray. And they show up and things didn't always go as planned and not always reported, as you see some of the photos online coming through, not always also something that's exactly peaceful. So let's go to the founder of the Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoff, joining us on the line. Just was talking to you on Twitter. Thanks for hopping on so late, Jim. Uh-oh. I thought we were there for a second. It sounds like we might have a communication issue again here. All right, so he might be off. Is the phone line still open, or we might have to try calling him back? So
I'm here. I just didn't. Yeah, sounded like we got disconnected for a second.
Oh, we're good. Hey, thank you for doing this. You're up late. You're working hard, man. I know you're always updating the website, and going through here. So were you out on Art Hill Saturday?
Well, you know what? I actually called for this protest earlier last week. And the reason was because there was some talk of removing the St. Louis statue. And the person who, of course, was leading that effort, his name is Umar Lee. He was interviewed by KMOV. And so I thought that it would be a good opportunity for Catholics to make a stand in St. Louis and to go out and to support this Catholic saint, one of the great Catholic saints, the greatest saint from France, I guess next to Joan of Arc. I have been a Catholic my whole life, and so it's very disappointing. We saw this, we've seen this the past month. It started with these Confederate statues, and it's moving now into some of these Christian statues. So I called for a rosary and for Catholics to join me in a rosary. And so what happened then is that after I made this announcement at the Gateway Pundit, and we had several people saying they were going to attend, but then what happened was these radical leftists in town decided to hold a counter rally, and this counter rally was they said that we were KKK members, and that we were white nationalists, and that we were alt-right. So that's how they labeled a group of Catholics going to the statue on Art Hill. So that's what we had to walk into, and it's of course very upsetting. And when the left does this, when they label you as KKK or alt-right, they even were putting out tweets that said that we were in Charlottesville during those riots there. I don't know anyone who was at Charlottesville. I actually spoke out against it at Gateway Pundit. I've never, condoned the protest there. I thought it was foolish for people to attend those protests at the time because I knew it was going to be just a crazy event, as it turned out to be. So that's what we walked into on Saturday.
Yeah, and part of what you find, this is a common thread, they don't know the history. So for anything, they don't know the history for anything. But I want to point this out, and I think what's very ironic of all of this, this is in front of the Historic Art Museum in Forest Park. It's Art Hill. This may be one of the most beautiful statues, this artistic piece at on the grounds of an art museum. So we see that you show up with the intention to pray, which you did with the rosary, with priests in hand, and you show up peacefully, showing that you want to pray through this. And again, a lot of times we forget to pray. We should be praying. Everyone should be praying for our city. You show up and you start praying, and then you have the protesters that apparently don't like prayer, I guess. I don't know. So they show up, and I see the photos online of elderly men getting punched and yelled at and screamed, things getting vandalized. And through all of this, you guys are getting hit. You guys are getting verbally yelled at, called terrible names. Through all of these things, through the violence, even after the fact, you stuck around and cleaned up the monument. You were still peaceful through all of this. Let that be a reminder to the people that are watching the two sides that are going at this right now. Make sure you're not on the side of those that are trying to commit this violence.
Absolutely. And we did say the rosary. It upset a lot of people. They were blowing off horns while we were praying. There were several priests there. So this was a Christian rally praying, at the statue and praying for, the black community in St. Louis and praying for the St. Louis family. And so we did that. I left immediately, and this crowd swarmed me as I left the statue to get back to our car. They blocked our car in for about 15 minutes before the cops came and helped us get out. But it's just very disappointing. We also had the St. Louis treasurer, who's the current St. Louis, the woman who's in charge of the St. Louis treasury, and she had tweeted out also that this was going to be a KKK rally. So if you stand in their way today, if you stand up, for the Catholic faith, and if you hold a prayer rally, they're going to call you KKK. So I am going to contact an attorney tomorrow. I have several attorneys, but I have a very good one in mind who's worked with me before. And we're going to, I'm going to talk about a case against this woman. She put my life in danger and a lot of people's lives in danger when she called us KKK. So that's very upsetting. I would like to add too, Ryan, that tonight one of my writers is working on a story right now, and this Umar Lee character, who was, you know, he was in Ferguson stirring things up. He's been active in the St. Louis community, never anything good. He's always tearing things down and leading these wild protests. He's put up on Facebook today that they're going to target the Cardinals' house on Wednesday night. So just for your listeners, this is what's coming up on Wednesday in St. Louis. So they won't stop with St. Louis. They're going to stop with the Confederate statues. Now they're going to go for the cathedral. As they said, if you heard some of these videos that were put out on Saturday, they said that they were going to go for the cathedral next. And now on Wednesday, they're going to target the Archbishop's home on Lindell Boulevard. So this is really getting out of hand. I hope that your listeners understand that this is getting out of hand. And the only way that we're going to stop this is if more people stand up and say this is enough. And if they support their police departments, because this is completely lawlessness. And I can't believe that it's an Islamist group that is leading this effort to rename St. Louis, who was a wonderful saint. If you read his history, he brought prosperity to France. He was very devout. He did fight in the Crusades to try to bring, the Holy Land back into Christian hands after the Muslims took it over. I understand that's controversial to some people, but he was a great man and a great leader, and he would even have the poor people at every meal. They said he would serve poor people. So just a very pious man, and they're trying to ruin his name now, which is really just outrageous what's going on in our country today.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Jim Hoft, he's the founder of the Gateway Pundit. And I got to say, I've seen some of your reports on there, and it's good that you screenshot some of the things that are said online, because sometimes they find their way off the internet and people try to do their best to hide it. It's sometimes very difficult to see in the heat of things, sometimes the history of it. And I think you do a good job of documenting that at the Gateway Pundit. Thank you so much for coming on tonight on Overnight.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
TheGatewayPundit.com is his website, and it's a huge, huge website. Gets a lot of web traffic right here out of St. Louis. And Jim Hoff, it looks like we were just talking on social media on Twitter, and I said, hey, I'd like to get you on the show. We can talk about what happened on Saturday over on Art Hill. And I said, well, I'm live now if you want to come on. And all of a sudden, he's like, okay. He joins us on the TDK Technologies guest line. We still have our buddy Drex that's going to be coming up at 12:30. I'm looking forward to talking to him about some of the things going on. And it's not always the best things that St. Louis gets national attention for. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
KMOX is St. Louis's news, talk, sports, radio.
So we're going to check in with Drex here in about 8 minutes, and I'm sure we're going to talk about what went down today near the mayor's house and the protests that went through. So I'm sure that'll be a big part of it. And I got to say, for a Sunday night, this ain't a bad Sunday night in the sense of interaction. I'm glad that I know you guys are out there. I never know. On Sundays, I think, no one's up. No one's working. No one's doing this. No one's doing that. I'm actually pretty impressed because sometimes I wonder if I'm the only one that's up on a Sunday night. And I'm getting some good reactions on Facebook, too. I keep trying to check the messages on there. Ryan Recker Radio is one that you can actually go onto right now, and you can send me messages of what you think. And I just asked, what were your first impressions? What's the first thing that comes to mind when you see that photo of the couple that are armed in front of their house as the people are marching to Mayor Crewson's home on Sunday? There's a lot of reactions so far. I can't believe how many people are responding to this right now. I see this on the trespass. And here's the thing. It's interesting because on Twitter and on Facebook, there's two different types of reactions. One is these are the worst people in the world. The other is these aren't the worst people in the world. They were just defending themselves. And it goes back and forth. I would say on Facebook and on the calls we've had so far, it's about, 80% maybe sympathize with the homeowners. And maybe there's like very, if you're trying to weigh it a little bit, there may be certain things that you look at and say, no, that's not good. But on social media, I would say on Facebook so far, it's like 95% sympathize with the homeowners. And on Twitter, I would say it's probably 40% sympathize and about 60% call them all the names. But here's the one thing that's guaranteed. St. Louis is making national news with this right now. National news. Drex knew about this in Vancouver. Yeah, knew about this in Vancouver. And he brought it up to me and said, hey, I want to talk about this tonight. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about that. And he has a pretty big announcement he made on his show this week. You know, I think we mentioned it just briefly on here, and I don't feel like I need to say it and break the news if you don't know it. So I'll let Drex bring that news to you in about 6 minutes from now after we get through the weather. Yeah, I'm reading all of these messages right now on social media. Well, some of them are from the same person. I see that now. But yeah, we got about 8 comments so far. Ryan Recker Radio on there. So let's go to break, and we'll come back, and we'll see if Drex is monitoring us, which he sometimes finds his way doing. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals.
We like to check in with our friend Drex every Sunday night, and we try to do it right around 12:30. And there's odds he may be listening to us right now. I'm going to guess he is.
Always.
Always. You are always monitoring.
Always listening in. Yeah, I'm always listening to you guys. I think your producer just went on air on Canadian radio, by the way, too, which is
oh,
great. I love that. I love that
like
interaction.
Like the talk back, it got on the air? Is that right?
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah. Someone said they still love us, so that's good.
Oh, how about that? And you made a big announcement this week, and our listeners don't really know about it. I was hoping you could break it for everyone over here.
I'm gonna be leaving the show soon. Gonna be stepping to stage left and letting someone else take over.
That's a pretty big announcement. I mean, you're on so many stations, and you've had so much success doing the late night show. That's not going to be an easy gig for anyone to fill. So the station is actively trying to find your replacement right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm auditioning new pillows for sleep, so that's what I'm working on.
So you're trying to find better times. Yeah, could be part of.
Yeah,
they
should network your show to Canada. I wonder how that would work.
I talk a lot of St. Louis and American politics, so it would be an interesting way to try to adapt it.
you get some interesting calls. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no kidding. And I'm always impressed by the amount of American politics that Canadians pay attention to. It's anytime I seem to talk to someone that watches the news, they always are well informed of what's going on here. But the opposite is never true. I don't think too many people know what's going on in Canada here.
Well, I think because we share a common border, I think Canadians are just generally interested as to what's going on in the States. You know, we've got a couple of Canadian television news networks. They're more wheels of news than sort of talk like, you know, CNN or Fox is, you know, when they sort of have a chat. It's more sort of a news wheel. So, you know, they cover American politics. I would say a quarter of their content is probably American politics. Yeah, there is a lot of it. It's good. We know what's going on. It's good.
That's good. Is it out of necessity sometimes? Is there just not enough news to cover, or is there always enough news, but you just put the priority there to make sure you cover it?
Well, there's always a Canadian angle, right? There's always a Canadian angle. So, for example, the big news that made news up here in recent times is the John Bolton book that everybody's talking about. There's a chapter or a couple of lines about Justin Trudeau, our prime minister. So that was making news up here for a couple of days. And then it went away again. And they cover the general stuff that's going on. But, man, this video I saw coming out of St. Louis tonight, can you add context to it?
I was trying to look on social media and get a little bit more into it. But, man, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people talking about it right now, a whole lot of people talking about it. So it backs up just on Friday. Yeah. Our mayor, Lyda Crewson, she's been doing these, like, video news conferences, and they were talking a little bit about the protests that were going on in St. Louis. And she was reading some public comments. Now, again, this is public information, public comments. And when she did so, she read the name in the street address, which is part of the public comment, and the protesters did not appreciate that. They thought they were trying to call out certain people that were read during these comment periods, so they decided to march and show their displeasure for the mayor, and this is what ended up happening today. So the protesters, and from what I can tell, broke into a private neighborhood, so there's this, like, it's like a gated community. So they had to break into it, And as they were marching to the mayor's home, maybe a couple of hundred people from estimates online, there was a couple that are living at this unbelievably huge mansion home. It's a beautiful,
it looks like it's a museum,
you know, it's gorgeous.
It looks like the house from the Beverly Hillbillies. It really does.
Well, they have this beautiful home, and it's like all concrete, like when it comes to their porch and everything. And you can see the couple go out, and
I think lawyers. They look like lawyers. That looks like a lawyer's house.
Well, they've been doxxed online, and I don't feel comfortable saying anything about the doxing stuff.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
They definitely look like they're in the higher income just by default. So they show up in their front porch, in their lawn, and they're both having firearms in their arms. So the man, I think, had like an AR-15, and the woman had this small gun. And they go out there and they're yelling at protesters, and protesters are yelling at them. They're just throwing their gun around in any direction, which is a completely an unsafe way to handle it. But they went out there and made quite a scene, and both sides made yelled and screamed at each other for a little while, and then eventually it moved on.
It's the video itself, and look, I'm not sure what the firearms laws in Missouri are, but I assume that they are likely well within their rights to be showing their weapons on their own property. I think you brought it up is the fact of how they're handling their weapons. I think that's what I found more amusing, because he's kind of, you know, moving his gun around and she's in the way of it, and then she's got her little Agent 99 from Get Smart snub nose handgun, and she's kind of waving it near his head. I'm just thinking, oh my goodness. And all this is happening, and I don't think anyone actually noticed that their pet dog is there with them.
Oh, I didn't notice that at all.
Their pet dog is standing at her feet most of the video, and I'm just like, I thought it was a sketch for a comedy show. Because they were being sort of very haphazardly silly with the guns. So I think that was the takeaway. Really, I just watched it over and over again. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, and the couple that was out there, I posted this online for reaction as well, and really someone I know up from Michigan, his response was, his first reaction to this was, no training. Absolutely, it looks like they have no training. So you can see the wife, I'm guessing they're a married couple, so we're going to say the wife had her finger on the trigger, and she was like, you know, pointing it into the street towards the protesters. I don't know if it was at any particular person, but just in that general direction. He had that AR-15 rifle, and, you know, he's holding it in a way where the barrel of the gun is not facing the ground. It's up, and in some cases, at his wife. And you can kind of sympathize in a way where you understand that you see all of these things go on in St. Louis, and there's some really dangerous things that happen in the city. And they're thinking to themselves, all that stuff that's happened downtown and all the things that have happened before, it's finally made it to my doorstep. And you can tell that in some way they're reacting to that. But, man, the way they handle those weapons, it's very embarrassing. Mm. Anyone that knows how to handle a firearm would look at that, and it's embarrassing.
They were frightened, and from what I can see, the protesters were just like, okay, this is a little strange. Some stopped to film it, but they kept walking, because I guess their plan was to get to the mayor's house anyway. I can understand that, especially if you live in a gated community. You pay a premium price for these properties, and you develop a pretty good sense of security that random people aren't going to be let into your community. I guess that creates problems when you have a mayor of a city living in a gated community, because, you know, when people get angry, and it's a certain point when people get angry when they show up at politicians' houses, it's probably not a good idea to have a mayor living in a gated community like that, because this is what happens.
Yeah, and part of it, too, is that when they got to the mayor's house, I mean, they were going up to her doorstep and things, and there's also the question about the residency. So, you know, is it cool that a protest shows up and starts banging on your door? Then probably not.
Yeah, totally inappropriate,
And you see this happen in some other public figures in areas, and it can get pretty hairy. And, you know, I don't want to go too much into detail, but the mayor does have a tragic history, but there's so many other questions about the policing. So when you're on a private area like this, a private street, policing, why wasn't there police there? This is the mayor of the city. And the other side of this is, too, when it comes to these weapons, would the road would even be private? So all of this is considered private property. So some people are wondering, you know, hey, if they were just marching down the street, you show up and start waving your gun at people. I think that probably will play into the factor, too, because some people are very upset. They feel like there could be some charges brought up against just on basically how they were pointing this weapon towards random protesters, or at least in their general direction. Could that be something that comes up against them? I think the worst thing for this couple is just people online doxing them, and it's going to make their life miserable. And this is the thing that they should have realized, man. Sometimes it's better not to get involved.
Yeah, because that's the thing, right? Is why is this all starting? Because people have cameras now and they're filming everything. So if there's one misstep, there's going to be footage of it. And this is just another perfect example of that, of protesters who are protesting, and someone happens to be filming and catches that on video. That ends someone's career, essentially.
I can't believe you heard about this in Vancouver. That is what shocks me about all this.
Well, it was trending on Twitter, and I thought it was a sketch for a comedy show. I was like, oh, is Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell making something for College Humor or something? But no, or Funny or Die. And I was like, no, this is actual footage, because I was like, because the house was very over the top and very well decorated, and then the juxtaposition of the nice house and everyone just in street clothes walking by it looked like a made-for-TV moment almost.
When I look at this house, it's something else. This is the type of house where if we're driving by it, my wife would say, hold on, I need to look this up on Zillow. This is the type of house on
there. See what it's worth.
I got to see what it looks like. I want to see pictures.
There's a lot of
there's
a lot of Vegas influence. I'm thinking Caesar's Palace.
Oh, yeah. Could be a fountain show at the top of the hour the protesters were waiting
the
for.
The Bellagio starts playing Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, and see, it's all a misunderstanding. Oh, they're waiting for the light show.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, man. That is, they got it. They got a show. They just got a couple of silly people with guns who don't know. I wonder if now they're going to be embarrassed into going, well, you know what? Maybe we should go get firearms training.
Oh, I hope they do. And you know, I think anyone that would watch this, it's a great reminder of how important it is if you're a gun owner to be trained and know what you're doing. So, like, I even think about this with myself and my wife. I'm thinking, why would I want to bring my wife out with me on something like this? So if I really felt threatened, I wouldn't want her out there with me. I felt like if I'm trying to defend our safety, that she should be hiding. And I thought, why would you bring your wife out with this and all that?
Well, hang on. Maybe she's a better fighter than you. You don't know this.
Well, look at the size of that gun. I mean, I don't know if she was. It looks like they said, here, hold on to this. It was something that was strapped to an ankle. And, you know, maybe you can back me up. But if they don't know what they're doing with it, you're going to do more harm than good.
Yeah.
I mean, you could hurt yourself.
I would say if it came for the Wrecker family to, if it was let's say it's the apocalypse, hypothetically. If the apocalypse is happening, I would say Mrs. Wrecker is going to be out there ready to kick some behind just as much as Mr. Wrecker. No question.
No. Well, apocalypse maybe.
Yeah.
But the whole goal is, I mean, you know, we got kids to worry about. So the whole thing is, you know,
it's the apocalypse. The kids will figure it out. Don't worry about that. Have you not seen The Walking Dead? Even the kids learn how to kill zombies. That's how it works.
Yeah, they're raised in it. Now, it's been forever since I've seen it. I stopped watching it at a certain point. Is that show still on the air?
Well, there's a new spinoff now, and it's not called Laverne and Shirley, but there's a new spinoff, and the new spinoff is centered around a younger cast, tweens, actually, as the first generation of people born into that environment and how they survive it as kids that don't know anything else, which is going to be fascinating because they won't know what the internet is, what cable television is, what the NFL is. Nothing. They won't even know what radio is because it didn't exist when they were born into this world. So anything that you and
something?
I know is foreign to them, even more so than a millennial now, some would say. Not me, though.
That is something else. And you think about all the different books, and my wife loves books like this, by the way. And she won't turn down any book that comes in front of her recommendations list that has anything to do with zombies and history or something like that. You know, she just read a book. Tell me if you would read this one. It was a book that went around during the Civil War, and the idea was zombies. There's an outbreak of zombies during the Civil War, so they say, hey, all the slaves in the South, we will allow you to be emancipated if you fight the war against the zombies. So they take on the challenge, and that's the book.
What?
Would you read
that
book?
That's the strangest thing ever. Well, remember, there was a movie called Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. So,
oh, that's
you
right.
know, I can... So well, hang on a second. Now that you mentioned that your wife likes zombie books, that tells me that if it did come to the apocalypse, I'd be getting Mrs. Wrecker out there as well, because she knows all the techniques. She's read the stories and knows the weapons they're using. That's a benefit to you, not a hindrance.
I know. It's a huge benefit. Yeah. In fact, she's already said that the thing that she's learned the most from all of these books is that you got to have a clear leader. So she said, I'll listen to you, and whatever you think we should be doing, we'll be doing. Because the ones that don't have a leader are the ones that are doomed.
Is she too icy, though, head of security? Remember, she's read all the zombie books, man, so she knows how to make the weapons, what type of weapons will kill zombies, how to kill zombies. See, you don't know this. You're ignorant to it, right, because you stopped watching the show, whereas she's kept reading books about zombies, so she's kept up with the zombie-killing techniques.
Uh-huh.
I'd say you need to have her right up the front there. Front line, all the way.
Man, zombies she'll trust me on this one. Will never go away, will they? They'll always be there.
Yeah. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. That's another one that was made.
What? How is that even possible? Yeah. How do you add zombies to the list?
Well, it's Pride and Prejudice, and then you add zombies. It's just, if you added zombies to the most recent Ghostbusters, it would have been watchable. But it wasn't. It was terrible.
Ah. I know, it was pretty bad. But they got that other one they're pushing back to next year now, and I was really looking forward to watching it this summer, the one with the new kids that are coming in, the grandkids or whatever. It looked awesome.
Uh-huh, and filmed right here in Canada, filmed in Calgary.
Oh, is that right? How about that?
Well, yeah.
A lot of films are up there in Canada. I guess you guys give a pretty good tax break.
Man, absolutely. The tax breaks up here are huge. So what's made up here? Batwoman's made up here. Flash, Arrow, any strange murder mystery. Toronto makes a bunch of stuff as well. The Boys, they make that Amazon Prime show about the evil superheroes. They make that one there. No end of show. Man, they made 21 Jump Street here back in the late 80s, early 90s. That's how long Hollywood North has been a thing. X-Files came out of this place.
Yeah, there was that good Norm Macdonald joke. He was hosting some sort of award show up in Toronto, and he's Canadian himself. And he starts and opens it up and says, it's great to be back in Toronto, or as Hollywood calls it, New York City.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they just put they put an American post office box on the corner, and then, bam, America, done. put a yellow cab there, America. Yeah, it's so stereotypical, right? Because we see them filming. We'll be driving along in the street and see a yellow cab with a New York City taxi logo on the side. Oh, they must be filming something.
Yeah, you know, I'm really going to miss this. Do you think we'll still have a couple more weeks to do these hookups?
Oh yeah, yeah. They're, of course, they're trying to squeeze the life out of me, so I'll be around for a while longer. Yeah, don't you worry about it. Every last drop they want out of me, so they're gonna get it. Yeah,
zombie Drex.
I'll be here for you, buddy. Don't worry. All right, man. All right, I gotta run. Hey, you have a good night. All right.
Hey, you too. We'll see you, Drex. That's our friend Drex. He hosts The Late Shift up in Canada. And if you missed the very start of that interview, we do this every Sunday at 12:30. But he made the announcement on his local audience, to his audience, I should say, that he has decided to step aside. He's going to be working on some other things. So they're going to work through this. They're going to find a new person to host the late night overnight show in Canada. So really, we have a limited amount of time with him until they eventually find a replacement. But I'm going to enjoy that while it lasts. And this has been an awesome thing. I'm really going to miss talking to Drex on Sunday nights. And I'm sure you will, too. We get a lot of positive feedback from this segment. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
So I'm going through some of the text messages, and I wanted to read this one here. Ryan, I am very, very disappointed to hear the news about Drex. Bummer. Aw, that's a 217 area code. Let's see where that is. That's in Illinois. Okay. Here's another one. Your comment section tonight is being shadow banned by Facebook. Comments cut off within minutes. You're no longer listed on my like pages either. Oh, no. You know, see, I'm on Facebook right now. It looks normal to me. If anyone is on Facebook, try to go to my Facebook page and tell me if anything looks weird. Ryan Wrecker Radio. And I do know that there are people that listen every night to the show. Maybe you can give me an indication if anything looks weird and That would be great. Let's see. Maybe. Oh, here's another one. Did you know there's a radio personality in Pittsburgh named Ryan Recker? Maybe you two get together on air for laughs. You know, that's a funny text message. And the reason why that's funny is because we're friends on Twitter, I think. So we know each other exist. I don't know when the last time we spoke. It might have been several years ago when we first connected on social media. So I don't know a lot about him. I think he's a sportscaster, if I remember correctly. But I thought he was a sportscaster for a television station, not a radio station. But maybe I'll do another lookup and see if there's anything there. Okay, thanks for that text message. Yeah, and if anyone is online and on Facebook, go to Ryan Recker Radio and tell me if anything looks weird. When I go on there, the whole shadow ban thing's weird. It is a real thing. I mean, it happens to a lot of conservative TV and radio people. I mean, absolutely. But I'm hoping that some people I talk to regularly on social media, like Grant, for example, who may be listening right now, could tell me if anything looks weird on Facebook. That would be good. How about this? More messages here. Okay, video comment on the Gateway Pundit interview we had. That was good. We're going to post a link to that, too, on social media here pretty soon. I'll post a rewind link in case you missed it. You know, in the next hour, a few things I want to get to. I wanted to talk a little bit about President Trump signing an order prioritizing job skill over a college degree. That's pretty smart. And we're going to replay a part of an interview I had earlier in the week with an author by the name of Philip Goodrich, author of Somerset. And his book is on a court case that happened in 1772, I think. It was Somerset versus Stuart. Very interesting time. So keep in mind, this is before the Revolutionary War. This is before all of that went down. And really, it's the precursor to what sparked the American Revolution. And it's a little known case that went down in England that really spawned a nation. And it's really interesting if you think about it. So how did that all play in? Ben Franklin is a big part of it. We're going to replay that interview coming up next hour. I wanted to also mention at KMOX.com, I think this is pretty cool, that this local St. Louis astronaut that went up on that SpaceX rocket, Bob Behnken, and his crew have been out working on the International Space Station. He's been taking space walks. There's pictures, there's videos and things. In fact, you can go and see and check up on him right now if you go to KMOX.com. But today marks 2 weeks, not today, but over the weekend, I guess Saturday would have marked 2 weeks since they landed. Well, no, Sunday would have been 2 weeks since they landed at the space station. Earlier this week, the duo shared some differences between their Launch America mission and space shuttle flights. You can go see a video of them talking about it. I think it's awesome. And Bob Behnken doing the spacewalk and just having someone that went to school, and I think the Pattonville system, grew up in St. Anne and went to college at Wash U, or no, was it UMSL? One of the two. But he said he wanted to be an astronaut. He said, when I grow up, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be an astronaut. Now look at him. He's in space. How awesome, awesome, awesome is that? So if you want to go see that, it's at KMOX.com. You can go see it for yourself right there. In the next hour, we'll take a look at your news. CBS is coming up, and Maria Kina will give us the very latest local news, too. Go and if you can message me on Facebook, that would be a really big help. And let me know if something looks weird on the Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page. Ryan Recker Radio. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.